Of course, Papageno has the next bunch of Mondays off as he's putting together the film and putting in long hours on the weekend. So Jamie Simpson joins us in the Weather Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning to you.
And how are you this morning?
Not bad. A little sleepy, but I'm not going to complain about it.
You know, we had a lot of things planned for this weekend, and the weekend came off great. We had a rodeo and a country western concert put on by the Salo Ridge Foundation for the Immunity Community Foundation, which worked out beautifully, an outdoor event. Sharon Playhouse had their fundraiser. The weather worked out perfectly for that, and as a matter of fact, it just worked out nice for the weekend. Being outside, it wasn't too warm, wasn't too chilly. We're finally out of the mornings where, you know, all last my furnace went on the fritz last week, so in the mornings I was getting up, it was 42 and 43 outside, and it was like 58 and 59 in my house, but at least this morning it's 62, because they're meant to fix the furnace today or tomorrow. So,
well, you won't need it for a while, so
good.
That's the good news. We're actually going to warm up a little bit as we head through the week, but today's not going to be that warm, only into the low 60s, so we're only going to see that temperature rise a couple degrees, maybe mid-60s. Don't expect to see any sun today whatsoever, and there's going to be some more showers later on today, especially later in the day, and it's not impossible there could be a stray rumble of thunder as well, although the lack of sun is really going to limit those thunderstorm chances. More showers tonight, mid-50s tomorrow morning. More showers, especially in the morning tomorrow. I still expect it to be quite cloudy. Highs will be in the mid-60s. Then we're dry Wednesday with some sun, near 70. And Thursday is the pick of the week, sun and clouds, low 70s before some more showers are probably back here by the end of the day on Friday. And unfortunately, probably hanging around to some degree next weekend as well.
Well, they won't be heavy showers, just on and off showers maybe?
Correct.
All right, because next weekend is Brewski Fest. That's where the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, some of these stores around the area get together, and I think it's the 10th year for Brewski Fest, and they open up shop, and there's over 200 breweries there. Plus, there's food from the Sunday in the Country Food Drive and more, and it all raises money for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Now, they are a rain or shine event because they set it up where they have tents all over the place. But still, it's always nice if you can get out to those events and not get any rain on you.
Well, next weekend, I don't expect either day to be an all-day rain. I don't expect anything really heavy. Just kind of light and spotty is how it looks right now. But, of course, there's time between now and then for that to change a bit.
Yeah, we always say when we come in here on a Monday morning that we have to look ahead the week to the weekend. But, of course, I would trust a forecast for the next 24 or 36 hours, but not to Saturday or Sunday.
I'm not going to disagree with you by any means.
But you know what? Like I said, I'm just glad that we're over the for now the cold weather in the morning. Do you have any sight on when that chilly weather might return once again?
No time over the next week or so, maybe a week and a half. Looks like we're going to stay relatively mild for this time of year, with temperatures probably cooling back down a little bit this upcoming weekend because of some clouds and some showers. But still, highs will be in the 60s, it looks like, Saturday and Sunday.
All right. And by I also mentioned a rare thing happened around here yesterday. The New York Giants and the New York Jets won on a Sunday together for the first time in 10 years.
Really? It's been that long?
Since they've actually both played on a Sunday and both won on a Sunday.
Wow.
And, of course, in his return to New England last night, Tom Brady beat the Patriots.
Yes, I watched that game. I also watched the Giants game. That was a great game. I'm sorry, I mean the Jets game.
The Jets, congratulations to the Jets.
Yeah.
Because what it looked like at the end, once again, they were going to, you know, the other team was going to come down and score on them. And to the Giants as well. I mean, they were behind by 10 points in the fourth quarter and came back to win in overtime. Who knows? Maybe the football gods are changing their tune and they're going to let the Jets and the Giants win more than two or three games this year.
Well, right now the Jets and the Patriots have the same record, which is kind of
Scary.
A little surprising, yeah.
Now, who's your favorite football team in pro football?
It's the Patriots, and I'll tell you what, we're it's going to be a down year. We just don't have the roster that we did a couple of years ago.
No, but you know, you did draft a good quarterback. I think he's going to.
Yeah, he played great last night.
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine. And I think what Bill Belichick and Tom Brady meant to one another is once Belichick got to trust Brady, the team was built really around Brady and everything that they needed. And I think now that he's got another quarterback in there beginning next year, I maybe even towards the end of this year, I do believe the Patriots are going to get better. I hate people that say Belichick hates Brady and Brady hates these two were together for 20 years, the greatest combination in pro football ever as a coach and a quarterback. And like I said, even though I haven't been a Patriot fan and I used to not like Tom Brady, the guy's great. You just can't take anything away from him. And I think the fans were okay with him last night. They cheered him before the game and they booed him during the game, which was fine.
That's
but
right.
But you know, you can't take Belichick. Would Belichick have won as many Super Bowls without Brady? No.
No.
Would Brady have won as many Super Bowls without Belichick as a coach? No.
I don't think so.
No. So they just happen to be a great team. And people have got to stop putting these little picayune things in there. You know, the Patriots have to appreciate they've seen the greatest quarterback in NFL history for 20 years. In those 20 years, they've been to the playoffs 50% of the time, and they've won the Super Bowl 6 times and almost won it 2 other times.
Right.
Quit crying.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I think the Patriots will be back there again. It's just going to take a year, year and a half. Because like I said, I was really impressed with what I saw with their quarterback, for a first-year quarterback.
He had 19 completions in a row, which is the most in 30 years by any player.
Yeah. So I think they're going to be...
By a rookie, I should
yeah.
say.
I think they're going to be set there. I really do think they're going to be set. And we'll see what happens. But that's the great thing about being a football fan. Unlike a baseball fan, you've got 120 games, 182 games. So you know you're going to be upset at least probably 90 games during the baseball season. But in the football season, there's 18 games. So if you've got a bad team, you've only got 18 days to be upset. And if you've got a team, you've got like 9 days to be upset. That's the great thing about football.
Well, the other thing I love about football is you get the build up all week.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got another game coming up tonight, Monday. By the way, I like the Mannings on Monday Night Football. I watched them.
Oh, yeah.
I watched them. I do not watch the other Monday Night broadcast. I watch the Mannings because their interviews with the other players, you can still see the game, but the insights and the talk with the other players is just great. I think that ESPN hit a home run with that one.
I agree. Whoever came up with that idea deserves a raise.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you next Monday, but have a great week.
All right, you too.
Take care.
All right, bye.
That is a look. Let me just shut this down here. With Jamie at our Tri-State Forecast, Pat will be, of course, back in tomorrow.